This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Fixing lives. All right, if Danny Cunningham's hitting you up for cash anytime soon, we now know the reason. Danny has been a traveling man.
So is this why you didn't text me back?
Well, Danny, I hear you, you know, you're traveling so much. I'm hearing you drop hints like, oh, God, I got upgraded to first class.
I mean, very excited about that.
My God, congratulations on Danny's success.
Thank you.
Who's been an intrepid Cavs reporter. You've been all over the place. You've got your podcast circuit going on. Where can they find you?
Yeah, Locked On Cavs, anywhere you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, anywhere else.
You do a great job covering the Cavs, but it comes at a cost, Danny, because we like to talk about the trials and tribulations. What happened to you for FML this week?
So over the All-Star break, I went to Florida. I spent a week down in Sarasota. I wanted to unplug. I wanted to not think about work, and I did a really good job of that, and it was amazing because I've not done that since the basketball season started. And I flew from Sarasota to New York last Thursday when the Cavs played in Brooklyn to begin their, I guess, quote unquote, second half of the season, their final 28 games. And after that, I flew from New York back to Cleveland for Cavs Knicks last Friday. And upon landing in Cleveland last Friday afternoon, I get an email that, and as part of this, everything I do with the Cavs, like, I am a small business owner. I have an LLC that everything goes through.
Whoa.
Right? That complicates
you
this
hearing
further.
That, Uncle Sam?
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, right. Gotta have those tax write-offs, baby. So I get an email that my Zelle information has been changed.
Zelle is, of course, a
way to send money from one bank account to another.
You can send all the money.
You can do all the money. So I get an email that has been changed. And I instantly, this is the first thing I see. And the flight that I had from New York to Cleveland did not have Wi-Fi on it. So when my phone gets back onto service.
Rough and tumble, Danny's life. This is tough.
It was. So when I get my service back, that's the first thing I see is your Zelle information has been changed. So
I would freak out.
And it was with my business bank account.
Dude,
it was not my personal one.
I'd still freak out.
Well, I was. So I try and log into my mobile on my phone with the bank that I was using. And it doesn't take my face ID. I type in my password that I know is correct. And it says this account does not exist anymore. So then I'm on the phone with the bank and nobody can tell me why that my bank account no longer exists. The bank that I was working with, and this account had been open for 8 weeks at most. I spend the next 3 hours on the phone trying to find out why my bank just canceled my account. I still don't know why. All I know is I no longer have that bank account and I need to go open up a new one. And my money that was in that account is now just don't have it yet.
Yeah. Is it attached at all to a card that you're accruing points or anything for your travel?
No. So because of that, I hadn't opened up a credit card yet. Like I only had a debit card with that account. I hadn't opened up a credit card. Like all the money that I spend is just coming out of my personal credit card that then I will, write off as a business expense at the end of the year when it comes time to do taxes and all that'll be fine. But the fact that a bank can just for no reason decide, we're just going to close your account and not give notice. There was no authorization on my part. It was one of the most frustrating days of my life because I spent 3 hours on the phone and still don't know, one, where my money is, and two, why my account got canceled.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind when you get a text like that, the first thing is this even real?
Right.
Because now, I mean, how many, Owen, we were talking about this a few weeks ago, how many texts and emails are you getting about your toll
usage? I got one yesterday.
Yeah, toll one is out of control.
It is out of control. And the first time I'd gotten it, I hadn't heard of all the abuse that was going on with it and what a scam, a phishing attempt this was. Me and my wife were talking and she's like, well, you did drive to Buffalo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Full of college football. And I'm like, yeah, but that's paid for. I'm just going to wait on this one. Luckily, I did because it's made the news. So same thing with the banking stuff. And a lot of this is in the news. The inspector generals that no longer work. You're like, is anybody monitoring this situation? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get political. Owen, I love my country, no matter who's president. I'm a patriot. Remember that. But Danny, the first thing is, this is even real, and I'm afraid to click on anything.
Well, so what I typically do in that sense, and what I did do is, one, I just go to the app that I know is the app for the bank, right? Like, it's different than the toll thing because there's not, like, is there a link to click on? Yeah, but I know that my fail-safe is I'm not going to click the link. I can go to what I trust. Right. I trust that this bank app is actually the app for the bank. And then when that doesn't work, there's a phone number to call on the back of your debit card. So I call that phone number because I know it is the bank's, right? Like you there are ways to go around that. So I didn't click a link because, one, I did think, OK, is someone trying to get me here? And then once I realized that wasn't the case, it's like, how come my bank account just got canceled out of nowhere with no warning, no notice, nothing?
Do you still get like a toaster oven if you sign up, or is that like so 1990 to 2000? You don't get any cool stuff anymore.
Any of that
right you get now. Your account canceled.
So
that's what you get in 6 weeks.
So here's it's one of the biggest, I think, anxieties for some people, and especially older people, when the whole transition from, you know, real life encounters to digital on all this stuff became a thing, is that you could lose your money in the blink of an eye. Now, very few people have actually had this happen to them, but when they do, it becomes a huge story. And obviously, I don't think Danny Cunningham would be the target of an international, you know, banking ring.
So at a different point in my life, I had my personal bank account hacked into. I was living in Minnesota, and this was, to me, scarier than what I just went through, because I was living in a city. I was living in a state where I had been there for probably 6 weeks at this point. I didn't know anybody that I didn't work with. I was so far away from family. I was with a bank that I'm no longer with, but my account got hacked into, and I could see that the money from my savings account was moved into my checking account that I didn't do. And my phone, someone stole my phone number. Like, they ported it off of my phone, so I couldn't use my phone to call the bank.
And you are screwed. You gotta get in the car and drive down there.
And I had just moved there. There was not this bank did not exist in the state I lived in. So I opened this bank. So I grew up here. I moved to Wisconsin for about a year, and I opened this bank because when I moved to Wisconsin, the bank I was previously with didn't have branches in Wisconsin. Then I moved from Wisconsin to Minneapolis, and this bank didn't have a branch in the state of Minnesota. So I was 100+ miles away from any branch of this bank, 12 hours away from any family member. I don't know anybody.
You were
and
right
I'm watching
for the
all of my money just leave.
Yeah.
And I still have no idea how it happened.
Danny, you got to watch these websites you sign up for. Sam in Cleveland. Go ahead. What did Danny do wrong here?
Call me old school, but just like what Anthony said about all the texts that you get, and you don't know if you should click on it. And I'm sure, Danny, you'd like to have those 3 hours back. But that is why
I
do zero online banking. I'm sorry. I know people can steal routing numbers, but yes, I'm a check guy. I pay a lot of cash. I don't want to deal with it because I get too scared of just what happened to you.
All right, Sam. All right. Yeah, old fashioned, you know.
I want to see what's under Sam's mattress.
Right. Buried in his yard.
A lot of money. There you go. Oh, you think he's got gold in the backyard?
And that's a guy that's not online gaming. He is not doing any of that stuff. He's got his guy. Meets him when they get 200 up, 200 down. Yeah. It's time to meet your guy.
You know, he's definitely still going to the back of the parlors to place his bets.
Mm-hmm.
There is no
doesn't
app.
Doesn't trust it.
But how are his knees doing? That's what I want to know.
It depends how he's doing. Depends if he's 200 up or 200 down.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.